The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning. We hope you're well. It's Friday the 10th of July. I'm John Duggan and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Now, Manchester United manager Ole Gunnar Solskjaer says the sky's the limit for 18-year-old Mason Greenwood. The teenager scored his ninth Premier League goal of the season in the 3-0 victory over Aston Villa at Villa Park last night. A Bruno Fernandes penalty and a goal by Paul Pogba sent United within a point of the top four with four games to go. Villa are 4 points from safety. And Solskjaer says it's an exciting time for Greenwood.
I'm doing my bit to help him, but he's got to do it. He's the one that has to turn in training sessions, performances in training, in the games, live his life properly. So that's it's all down to him. He can go as far as he wants to.
Tottenham manager Jose Mourinho says Harry Kane should have been awarded a penalty in the goalless draw with Bournemouth. Spurs are 10th after the stalemate, with Bournemouth still in the drop zone. And Mourinho says there's no doubt.
It's not only mine, it's the view of everybody. I think in the world everybody knows that is a penalty. Everybody. And when I say everybody, I say everybody. Everybody.
Elsewhere, Danny Ings scored his 19th goal of the season as Southampton drew 1-1 at Everton. Leeds United are top of the championship and edging closer towards automatic promotion after they hammered Stoke City by 5-0. In golf, Graham McDowell heads the Irish Challenge on 4-under par after round one of the Workday Charity Open on the US PGA Tour in Ohio. Shane Lowry is 3-under par. The lead is held on 7-under by the American Colin Morikawa. Patrick Harrington was on OTB Sports. He says Bryson DeChambeau has legitimately accelerated how he hits the golf ball. DeChambeau has added 3 stone over the last year to his body, but Harrington told Golf Weekly that should not be the focus of the commentary.
The bulking up, maybe it makes a bit more stable, but look, I saw it on the range a year ago before all this happened. Nice. He always had it. So the next guy, I tried bulking up for speed. Look,
remember, yeah.
Yeah, I've done every... There's nothing that within the rules that has not been tried with me. Put it like this. I've gone fat. I've gone skinny. I've gone speed work. I've done the whole lot. Bryson has that speed in his body. He's just now using it. It is going to change golf. So I've seen this over the years. Up until Rory and DJ in 2011, up onto that, every time we had somebody who was longer, okay, they were definitely undermined in the amateur game or pro game. The rest of people would say, look, he's missed that fairway because he's a long hitter. He's missed that fairway because he's swinging too hard. Look at him. Every time he hits a bad shot with the driver, we blame speed. Whereas if a short hitter missed a fairway, nobody blames his speed.
A number of GA clubs in Cork have been told to suspend activity after two players came into contact with a person who subsequently contracted COVID-19. Argadine Rangers confirmed it was one of the clubs. And there's horse racing today at the Curragh in Kilbeggan. On OTB AM and OTB Sports Radio with Adrian Barry and Owen Sheehan today, Roscommon is the featured county in our Mount Rushmore series. Then tonight you'll hear the full interview with Patrick Harrington and we'll bring you Friday Night Racing. You can check out more on the new OTB Sports app. You can download that now for iOS and Android. Search OTB Sports in your app store. That's your OTB Brief for today. I'm John Duggan. We're back on Monday from 7 a.m.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. Tune in 24/7 to OTB Sports Radio on the Go Loud app.